It is time for our RVR Bank guest DJ to join us here on the airwaves, and Shelley Zeleny with us this morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Oh, turn on your mics. There we go.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Nice to have you in here.
Thank you.
And would you like to introduce our guest?
Sure. I have Sarah Baranek here with us today. She's from SB Sourdough. She's going to make us all good and hungry today.
I know.
I hope so.
I already gave her a hard time. I said, where's the bread?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
Still
welcome.
Proofing.
Yeah. Still
improving.
Still growing.
It is. Yeah.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about this. What is SB Sourdough?
SB Sourdough was kind of a happy little experiment that started about 20 years ago. I was in Kodiak, Alaska, and just trying to figure out how to make homemade food. And that's evolved to farmers markets that I started last year. So I started going to those, and then craft fairs and holiday bazaars. And then after the holidays, it turned into people still wanting some products and some sourdough. And so I started doing deliveries to the communities in Dodge County.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So did somebody lead you into making sourdough bread or?
No. So when I started, I was on an island in Alaska called Kodiak. And, you know, with inclement weather that happens, barges don't come in, you don't get food. And so I was learning how to make pasta and make bread and homemade things that, you know, you just couldn't find if the food trucks didn't show up. So it was a lot of fun to learn and experiment, and that's evolved into learning what it is now. And
so why were you hiding out in Alaska? Law after you? No, I'm just kidding.
I was born and raised there.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's where I grew up. That's my home. And then 5 years ago, my husband here is from Fremont. And so we decided to pack up and sell everything, and we moved to Scribner.
Wow.
Nice. Very nice.
I'll bet that was quite the trek.
Yeah.
Did you leave a lot of stuff there, or did you bring quite a bit?
We brought quite a bit. Yeah, we had a truck and trailer, and then my husband drove the U-Haul, and we had four kids, and we packed up everything, and it took us a week of driving.
Is it a beautiful drive, or is it
gorgeous?
I'll bet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
It is.
Wow.
So how did that work with you living on one of the islands? Did you have to barge everything?
Well, I lived there, so my daughter was born in 2006, so we were there from 2005 to 2009, and then moved back up north towards Anchorage.
Okay.
So an hour north of Anchorage is where I'm from, is Wasilla, and so we were there for many years after that. My husband got out of the Air Force. I convinced him to stay up there, and then, you know, we raised a family, and then we wanted to be closer to grandparents and great-grandparents.
Yeah.
So in 2019, right as the flood happened, we decided to try and figure out where to live here. So.
Yeah.
So SB Sourdough was born up there, basically.
It was, yep.
And then you brought it down here.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have an actual, I guess, did you do some renovations to your home, or are you doing this out of a business?
So a little bit of both. Initially, it started out as just a cottage license, which allows the state allows you to make products out of your home kitchen.
Okay.
So you go through a class, you get certified, you can use your home kitchen and do things. And so that's what I use for farmers markets and some pre-orders and things like that. And then once I got busy enough, I outgrew my home.
I'll bet.
So now I have a commercial kitchen that I can rent, which allows me to provide for some of the retail facilities as well.
Nice. Yeah.
I wondered how that worked, how you went from doing this in your home to needing a bigger facility for this.
Yeah. So now I can do both. Okay. So I have some options, and, you know, eventually we'll do a brick and mortar. But, you know, just life happens, and, you know, we're still evolving. So right now I'm just appreciating where we're at, and eventually we'll have a place that people can actually come to us.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So in Scribner then?
We're about 2 miles out of Scribner.
Okay.
But I do a lot of pickup orders on Mondays for Scribner. We meet up at the Elkhorn River Coffee Shop and do pickups there. And so Monday is Scribner. Tuesday, I do come into Fremont.
Okay.
4:30, I meet at the Hobby Lobby parking lot. And Wednesday, I go up to West Point, and there's a couple places up there that I collaborate with. And then Thursday, I go to North Bend. And then Friday, Saturday, I usually do markets and things.
So, wow, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Take us through the process, I guess. Is it, I typically think of people who are making bread or any bakery items as, time to make the donuts, get up at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Are you that person?
I am that person now. So it's funny because I've never been a morning person. And then, you know, for a long time I had to get up for work, and then I stopped working in dispatching actually, and I didn't have to wake up as early and work nights. And now I'm working for myself, and I make myself get up at 3 in the morning. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. Yeah.
You're in good company.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Carla's up then. Yeah. I don't get up that early, but I'm up early. So, yeah.
So, but sourdough is kind of tricky because you have to use a starter with that.
You do.
And it's not just like the yeast breads that most, like I can make a yeast bread. I wouldn't know how to do sourdough.
Yeah.
So that's a little different. So can you talk about that a little bit? Your process, because this is something that might be new to some folks.
It is. So a traditional yeast bread, you add your instant yeast or packet of yeast, gives you a bread, you know, you start it from start to finish, you're done in about 2 to 3 hours. Sourdough is a lot different because you don't use actual yeast. You use a sourdough starter, which is a fermented culture that has natural yeast from the environment. And so it takes a little bit longer. You have to feed it. It's kind of like a pet. You have to feed it some flour and water to activate your starter. Then you mix it with your flour and water and salt. And then you have to let it bulk ferment. So that process looks like anywhere from 12 to 24 hours, depending on how long you cold ferment your sourdough to get that sour taste, that traditional sourdough flavor.
And then you have to hold some back so you have something for it to feed on,
the next one.
More
you
or less.
Do. Yep. So
I
you retain some
say.
Back.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You retain some, and then you mix it with flour and water again to feed it more or less, and then use it again the next time you're ready.
Mm-hmm. So it's ongoing.
She does do classes too. So if you want to learn.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Very much
we
so.
We just started those. I had a lot of interest in that. So we did one 2 weeks ago in Dodge, Nebraska.
Okay.
And then I have another one tonight in Scribner at the Nook. And then on the 26th, I have another one in Scribner. But I'm looking to branch out. So I have a couple other people that are interested in hosting a class. So if that's anything that somebody would like to do, I'd be more than happy to have them reach out and touch base and schedule one.
I think you're biting off a lot right now because I know a lot of people are going to want to learn how to do this. Either get some starter or learn how to make their own starter.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. And I have a website. It's sarahbsourdough.com. And you can go on there. I do have a pre-order form for all those pickup and drop-off locations. I have sourdough starter on there. So if anybody's interested, reach out and I can be happy to mail a starter. It's a little dried packet. I can meet up with somebody and have the fresh sourdough starter as well and get them started. So it's a lot of fun. I really appreciate that people are wanting to learn where their food comes from and get you know, get their hands dirty and figure it out too, because it's, you know, especially during COVID, a lot of people realize that the stores aren't always readily available.
For sure.
Very good.
We're talking with Sarah Baranek, SB Sourdough. And what'd you say, SB, or is it sbsourdough.com, or what is it?
Sarah B.
Sarah B.
Yep.
Sarah B.
S-A-R-A-H-B, and then sourdough.com.
All right. Well, how about we play a song this morning, and we'll come back and talk some more. And I want to know kind of like how much, like when you go to, from one place to the other, when you're dropping stuff off today, how much is she dropping?
Those
kind of
questions.
Things.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll talk more about the process too. I picked out the Jelly Roll song first. Is
Perfect.
That okay?
That's great.
Jelly Roll here, Fremont's Morning Mix, as we continue with our RVR Bank guest DJ this morning, Sarah Baranek with SB Sourdough with us this morning. So you were kind of telling us about the first time you went to a farmer's market. And maybe compare that to what you're doing now and how much you're bringing each day or delivering with these pre-orders.
Okay. So when I first started, it was the North Bend Farmers Market, and I went up to the West Point Farmers Market. And the first couple of them, I brought, you know, 8 or 10 loaves of bread, and thinking to myself, like, what am I getting into? Nobody's going to want sourdough bread. I'm just this crazy person that bakes bread all the time. And, you know, I really wasn't sure what I was getting myself into, but I wanted to try. For years, I wanted to do a farmer's market. And so I brought 10, and those sold out. So I just kept coming. And now it's turned into, You know, I pull up at a farmer's market and I can't unload the car fast enough sometimes. You know, it's just instead of setting up a table, I'm just handing it out from the back of the car, which is really exciting to see.
Yeah, that is. So it's not only, not just loaves of bread though, right?
Right. Yep. So I have sourdough breads. I have focaccia breads, which is an Italian flatbread with olive oil.
That's how you say that? Because I don't know. I was like, that's how you say it. Focaccia?
Yeah. Focaccia. So I hear all kinds. So, you know, I understand what you're saying.
Can I have a loaf of the focaccia?
Yeah. Seriously.
That's a dense bread too, isn't it?
It's kind of actually light and fluffy like a breadstick.
Okay.
But it has the olive oil in there. It has a little bit more water, so the hydration is a little bit more. And it's actually one of my favorites now. I also do English muffins and bagels and cookies and scones and all kinds of things.
Kolaches.
Yeah, it's been my favorite here. You know, I didn't know how to make them until about 4 years ago. And, you know, the interest for them, and especially sourdough kolaches, has been...
Yeah, you have a lot of the Czech community.
Yes. Yeah, a lot of those folks are like, hey, I'll take some of those.
Yeah, exactly. They sell out quick.
Man. Yeah, as you said, it's mainly just me.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't incorporated any of those kids into helping then.
Well, I do, especially for the weekend markets.
Yeah. Yep.
There you go. Yeah.
I do all the baking, but I have some two little ones that are 8 and 10, and they're go-getters.
Oh, yeah.
They probably like to help.
Oh, they love
to help.
That's
a good work age. Yeah.
It is. You know, they love to go out there and socialize and, you know, and figuring out the business aspect of it and, you know, and then just learning the math portion of it and inventory and, you know, the business aspect of it is really fun to see because they pick it up so fast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Do you cater any events of any kind?
Not catering per se, but I've had some special orders where people have birthday parties or... Like last week, we made a bunch of cinnamon rolls for a church event, you know, different office events. Mm-hmm. Even, you know, for a couple of weeks there, Loganview reached out, the Loganview school.
Okay.
And they said, you know, I can't make your pre-order pickup locations. Would you, if we got a group of people together, would you drop off for us? And absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
Anything like that ever comes up, you know, just reach out and let me know, and we can work out a day and time to make that happen.
Yeah. Again, SB Sourdough. So it's the website again. I didn't write it down when you said it. I was not thinking.
Sarah, I wrote it down.
Okay. Oh, good.
Sarah.
SarahBSourdough.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you have a phone number people that don't have the internet or the website can call you on?
I do. So I have, my phone number is 402-919-9055. That's also on the website. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram as well. And when you go to the website or even on social media, I have the link for the pre-order form attached to both of those.
Okay. All right. Well, should we play one more, little Matt Mason?
Sure.
All right. We'll come back and wrap things up here with Sarah Baranek, SB Sourdough, after we hear this one on Fremont's Morning Mix. Good one from Matt Mason. That's called E on Fremont's Morning Mix. We're talking with our RVR Bank guest DJ this morning, Sarah Baranek, and with SB Sourdough. Thank you for coming in. A lot of good information. I know Carla's intrigued. She's like, oh, I'm going to come to one of those classes.
I am definitely going to come to a class.
Absolutely.
And then I will bake the bread for at the station. I'll bring some in, okay?
Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
I love to bake, so...
What's your favorite thing to make? Is it the sourdough bread?
You know, I really like just the traditional sourdough bread. Yeah, it's just simple flour, water, salt, and, you know, it just brings you back to basics, and, you know, it's fun and interesting. And
yeah. So do you have a friend then that makes the jams and the jellies, or do you...
I do.
Okay.
You know, we make our own for our home use.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, you go to these farmers markets you meet these amazing people that do incredible things. And I like to just make small batches of things with jellies and jams and, you know, cowboy candy and all those things. But, you know, you go and, you know, there's a couple, the Moose Kids Market and Mama T's Pantry, and they make some amazing products that is really fun to to try and new flavors, and it pairs really well with sourdough.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah, definitely. Well, we'll be looking for your product at the Fremont Farmers Market. I'm pretty sure they're going to move it over to East Military again this year.
Yeah. Okay.
So, and I put you in contact with them. So we'll see you over there for sure.
Awesome.
And we're always, you know, if you want us to taste test, we're always available.
And be sure to come over to Arlington next weekend. The Junkin Market is at the Arlington, the Washington County Fairgrounds.
Yeah. Oh, good.
The 19th and 20th will be there. And then once the markets start popping up, we'll be in North Bend and Fremont and West Point and all kinds of fun places.
Yeah. Again, the website
is sarahbsourdough.com.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate you coming in. Sarah.